Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Psychic Medium Toni Green. I am Toni Green, the psychic medium and channel. Okay, so a couple quick announcements before we get started with the show. This show does air on TV. It airs on Roku and WSCS and a number of other streaming channels that Rude Rangers TV sends it out to and WSCS sends it out to. Also, almost every podcast out there. So when you're asking your questions, please be mindful of that. Second, I will never reach out to anybody to ask on any social media platform to ask them, would they like a reading or they need a reading. I don't do that. So please don't get scammed by someone pretending to be me. The only way to get a reading from me and the only way I do readings is if you contact me personally. I do not do email readings. I do not do text readings. I do readings in person or over the phone only, where you can ask the questions you want to ask or connect with the loved ones you want to connect with and get the answers that you need and want for your life. If somebody is trying to email you a reading and it's not all full of misspelled words, it's not me, sis. I'm just, no, I would never email a reading. Oh, I would never, ever email a reading to begin with. Never, ever. Or text one. Okay, so I'm going to get started in a second. I just need to say hello to Stevie. Hey, Stevie, I hope you're having a good day. Hey, Patrick. Hey, Genevieve. Hi, Terry. A couple more confirmations. On Monday's show, I was able to give some confirmations, and I'm going to give a couple more. Sometimes when I give predictions, they're for things that are happening a year or 2 years out, and everybody has forgotten about my predictions. What? Ow. So I am going to remind them of my predictions and what that looks like in today's world. So one of the things that I had said on a show a while back was that the big C, depending on how you're looking, the big C, the big virus, was a biochemical weapon that was probably created, honestly, in one of our labs on somebody else's land. And guess what? Yes, Dr. Fleming, that it is indeed not a virus, but a biochemical weapon that was created. Who could have known that? Me. So if it is indeed a biochemical weapon, there is no shot, because the shot is for a virus? Who could have known that? And again. Okay, the second one. I said there were going to be a lot of lawsuits regarding the mandating of said. And there are. Everybody said no. So-and-so signed something, giving everybody, like, they're not responsible. No, first of all. And please fact check, of all, if somebody is not the real Joe Biden and he's signing papers, those papers are null and void. They don't count. I want DNA proof that that is JB. Somebody get some DNA from that man to prove who he is, because he is not JB. second. So anything he has signed is null and void. I believe that's how it works. Somebody impersonating somebody, let's say for example, the president, as the president, not only is that like kind of illegal and will get you a one-way ticket to Gitmo. Oh, did I just say that? Oh, yep, I did. But anything they have signed, you know, all those papers, first day, first week, up until today, I think that makes them null and void and not legal, which means anything that was signed concerning the, you know, little shop is null and void and not legal. And again, I want DNA proof that that man is the man he's claiming to be. I'm just saying. Okay, so, but there are lawsuits that are being brought and won. For example, there was a $10 million lawsuit that was, it was settled. It didn't go into court, but for people who were told they had to get the shot or they would lose their jobs, and they were saying, I have a medical and or religious exemption, and these people have now been vindicated. Not as much as we would like to see them be vindicated, and it obviously there's still this little charade and game going on. But, yes. Oh, one little last thing, and you, again, do your own research. Don't tell me I'm wrong unless you have actually gone to the site and looked at everything that was released, and then you can come at me. One of the side effects of the shot, shingles and monkeypox. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. I'm laughing with you. Go look it up. Go look it up. Is this why they didn't want all of these papers released? All of their, everything they released, all the hundreds of pages that the court ordered them to release? Is this why they didn't want it released? Are we ruining their game? Let's keep doing that, folks. Let's keep doing that because we deserve better. We deserve better. All righty. Hey, Yvonne. How are you? Okay. Hey, Heather. I love all my peeps that join me every week. I absolutely love it. There's one more prediction. Should I say it? It's a pretty big prediction. If you guys want me to say it, let me know. It's pretty... Heather, right away, everybody on YouTube is like, yes, yes, yes. Okay, here's what's coming in, just so you know. I am not saying that people should do this. This is a prediction. It's already set in place. It's already coming. This has nothing to do with what I am saying right now. We are about to see a lot of public unalivings. Very, very public. So, you know, in the military and on SWAT teams, how they have snipers, we're about to see a lot of public, and I can't use certain words, because we're all adults here and certain words can't be used, unalivings. And these unalivings are going to be for some pretty well-known people. And they are going to be public, and this is why. And this is why. Will the real Joe Biden please stand up? So no clone, no artificial, no duplicate, no look-alike can take their place. Yep. Yeah, baby. Not that I want anybody to be un or no longer in their physical bodies. However, the people who are, there will be no way that they can put a replacement player in for them. How about that, folks? What do you think of that? Everybody in my comments, please Let me know how does that feel to you? And I think anybody who knows my show knows what I'm talking about right now. 1,000,000%. Some of these have already started, but we are going to see a lot more that are relevant to our area and Canada's area. Who's going to be doing this? I've told this to a couple of people in private readings. When you get a private reading from me, you can ask me any questions about what's going on in the world or your personal life, and the information that comes through is astounding. Right, Yvonne? Nobody's going to be surprised when this happens. When people find out what's been done to them and their loved ones, baby. Okay. We're about to see a lot of that coming in, and don't be surprised and don't be shocked. But the reason they're doing it publicly, these are going to be extremely public, even though the press will try to hide it. There's going to be no way this can be hidden. The reason they're doing it that way is so that no replacement player can come in and take their place. Come in, they can't say, oh, they survived it. There's no way. We're going to have proof positive of all of this. And some of these people are still loved and adored by certain people. One of them, people along those lines, that's going to, for those of you who know, you know. I don't even, for those of you who know, you know. It'll be considered tragic, just like other things. Anyway, Heather, yes. Anyway, you know what? People say, aren't you afraid to say some of this stuff? Dude, I've died 3 times and come back. Apparently, they are not ready for me. I, and when they are, it's my time. No, I'm not afraid to speak the truth. Mm-mm. Aren't you afraid to listen to the lies? Because I am not afraid to speak the truth. Mm-mm. Okay, let's go. If you would like a private reading, tonig.info, or you can go to that page and get my business number, and I'll be happy to schedule you for your reading. And to all those people, including my family, who called me a conspiracy theorist, I'm a truth theorist. Is that how it said? Who cares? That's what I am. Okay. When I call your area code, please tell me your name and where you're calling from. What just happened to my brain? Your name and where you're calling from. And take me off of speakerphone. We're going to go to 512. 512, how are you today?
Hi, Tony. This is Yvonne. I'm calling from Texas.
Hey, Yvonne. How are you? Are you the one on YouTube chat right now?
Yes, I can talk and watch you. You're so funny.
Thank you. So how can I help you today, Yvonne?
I was wondering if you could tell me about a job coming up for me. I've been doing a lot of applying, and I know they take a long time to get back to everyone.
Okay. Are you looking at possibly doing remote or from home work, or are you looking at being in person?
Right now I'm looking for both.
Okay. I feel like something, now this is going to sound like whatever it's going to sound like, but I'm going to say it. The first thing I hear is Atlanta. It doesn't mean relocate. I do hear remote. I feel like that you might find a position that is a remote position, and the company is based in Atlanta.
Oh.
Now, and it might just be that, like, you're searching companies, and I tell this to everybody, list your your skills, your talents, and your work history, everything you've done and you're capable of doing, and then put those skills in to a search engine and then see what titles pop up that you would like to work for, that you've heard good things about, and look under remote, or look at careers and then remote, because you're going to have a lot better opportunity that way than just depending on the positions that everybody else is looking at on, let's just say, some of the job sites. I feel like this position, okay. I do here at LinkedIn, I do not feel like you're going to need to relocate for this. I feel like you are going to be able to stay right where you are. I do feel like this is remote, but I do also hear the word travel. So there may be a little bit of travel involved with this. I do feel like you are going to have some really good I'm just actually hearing, Yvonne, I'm hearing some really good luck is coming in for you. I do feel like by mid-September, everything is going to be that this song, oh, my gosh, it's so old. I can't even believe it just popped in my head. But this song should mean something to you. I am sorry for how this is going to sound, folks, especially those of you who like vintage music. I want to apologize in advance. Fly, Robin, fly up to the sky. I do not, you know, you guys might think I like singing because it's hilarious and I can't sing. I do not, because it's very embarrassing because I can't sing. I don't know if that song is familiar to you or somebody on the other side, this was a song they would have listened to. And they're singing that song, Fly Robin, Fly Robin, Fly. And the person who sings it has a much deeper voice. And I just don't even know enough about the song to tell you if it was a male or female that sang it. But that's a, and okay, so by mid-September, focus, Tony, focus, that should be you should just be flying. Now, robins traditionally are fertility and a bird of spring and fertility and good things coming in. So please, by all means, know that by mid-September, you should be flying high and everything should be going well. Mid-August, you're going to have a bit of luck coming in. During mid-August, this luck is going to propel you or project you into like another, like you're taking a step up another level, and you are going to be finding yourself just one thing. You know how some people say, and never, ever say this, never, ever, ever say this, the worse it gets, the worse it gets. I just want everybody to change that to the better it gets, the better it gets. And so it's going to be like one thing happens and then another thing happens and then another thing happens, but it's all good things. And you're going to be able to ride that wave through pretty much the rest of the year as long as you say yes. As long as you say yes.
Okay.
And again, I'm hearing Atlanta. I'm hearing I am about to embarrass myself horribly. I just, before I say this, I want to preface it with, I did take geography 3 times. I know, I'm not bragging. Once in summer school. I'm just dyslexic. Leave me alone. How do I know where states go? Everything is backwards to me. My whole world is backwards and upside down. Leave me alone. I'm hearing Atlanta, Georgia, and God, I hope that makes sense. The shame, folks. The shame.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell you, as a single woman, if a man wants a really intelligent woman, I'm probably not going to fit that bill all the time when I'm channeling yes. So okay, let's get back to this. there is something coming in mid-August, and it's going to, you're going to feel like your luck is turning around, like there's going to be this luck that comes in and continually goes with you. So please start looking now and look at different titles. Like, I know when we look for positions, we get stuck on the title that we have, but they're saying figure out like what other titles you could apply under, and you are going to be pleasantly surprised at what comes your way. Okay, beautiful?
Okay, thank you.
You are so welcome.
This is a great birthday present. What a great meeting. Well, thank you, Tony.
You are welcome, and happy birthday, gorgeous. I'm so grateful you were able to get a bit of a birthday reading.
Me too. Thank you. You have a great week.
You too. Thank you. I am going to go directly to 929. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Stacy, and I'm calling from Long Island. How are you today?
Excellent. How can I help you, Stacy?
Okay, I'm not going to keep you long because I know you have a lot of callers on the line. So I just want to make sure that I'm on the right track. Okay, so, and it seems like every time I try to get my resume out, something keeps getting in the way. So there's a company that I'm highly interested in. And on Monday, I was going to get out my resume. I think it was on Tuesday. I planned to spend the entire day at the library. Then I get a call from my job to do an assignment at the last moment. So I'm starting to feel like something is always getting in the way. So right now I'm on assignment until Monday, but I can still go to the library next to my assignment location. So I just want to know, is it being done on purpose, or am I on the right track? Because every time I try to get this stuff done, something keeps popping up, and I'm thinking, like, maybe it wasn't the right time. So what do you pick up?
Okay, so, Stacy, thank you so much, and so much of what you said is so so good. It's so imperative. So one of the things I'm going to tell you is when we are looking for a position, timing is everything. We don't want to finish one sentence. Let me finish a sentence before you start the next, folks. We know, or we have a feeling we're getting close to being in that position where we are going to be starting something new with possibly a new company or something like that. But it might not be the exact timing, because if we send out to a company, it might not be the company we're supposed to or we're going to be with. So what I'm going to tell you right now is, there's going to be some changes coming in mid-September to late September, and then really in October. So if you can stay with your company for a bit of time, please, by all means, do that if it's not horribly uncomfortable. Yes, when you get the opportunity, go look and see what else is out there. But I do think based on what might come in and how far we, the people, let it go, you might be safer at your current company than a new company. But by all means, go and look. And when the timing is right, everything will fall into place. You'll get to the library. You'll see a perfect position. You'll apply for it, and it will all fall together. I do feel like that's going to be more of that October time frame, but between now and then, be diligent, because that might be when you get hired, not when you find the job. Be diligent in looking and getting out and being proactive about it and seeing what else is out there. Okay, I hope that was a good answer. I feel like that kind of went in a circle, but I do feel like they did answer that for you.
Okay, thank you.
You are so welcome, and I hope you have an amazing rest of the day. I'm going to go directly to Caroline, not Caroline. Hi, Carol. I want to say hi to Caroline online who just said hello. I'm not going to Caroline. Well, I don't think I am. I don't know who I go to. I just see a number. So there's that. I'm going to go to 251. 251, how are you today? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. It's Lolly in Alabama. How are you?
I'm doing awesome, Lolly. How can I help you today?
Well, I was wondering if I'd love to be able to, if she comes through, speak with my grandmother. Her name was Nell. Some called her Nellie. She's been gone for many, many years. She was such a fun spirit. I just wonder how she's doing and if she sees anyone coming down the pike for me to go out with. I'm still looking for someone decent that doesn't drink too much to go out with. Not a woman either. God, it's tough out here, girl.
Oh,
if nobody sees anything, I can take it.
Oh, my goodness. She is here, and she's saying the first thing that she wants to let you know about So the first thing I'm going to say is there is the potential for somebody to come in. I'm hearing two different time frames, which means this could be two different people. I'm hearing the first time frame I heard was March. And then the second time frame was December, between October and December, but more I heard December 1st. So what this might mean is somebody could come in possibly October, November, December and have a short friendship type of thing, or you meet somebody in December, it takes off in March, or this could be two completely different people. So somebody that there's something in December, but then again, there's somebody in March. I feel like it's two because I'm hearing the number two. I feel like it's two different people. The first one, you're going to learn a lot about Let me say this, folks, and listen up and listen good. I know every single one of us want to cut through the bull, cry up, and we want to be straight. Like, give me the person. That's the person. The next person. The one I'm going to spend all the rest of my days with. I know that we want that, and we just don't want to go through. You know, it's really difficult to catch feelings or have feelings for somebody and have to let that person go or to go through another experience with somebody who's, let's just say, for example, liar, cheater, stealer, or just not the right person. So,
right.
In this case, however, Lolly, uh-huh. This person is going to teach you a lot about your personal boundaries and not accepting what you don't want. I hope I said that the right way. I feel like I said that backwards. Like saying no to what you don't want. And your boundaries are here's what happens a lot of time. We meet somebody and we like this person and we think, well, there's nothing else going on right now. And then we like the person a little bit more. And then as time goes on, we realize, well, I really don't love this or like this about this person, but we're already involved, but it's not what we want. It's not exactly what we want, but we keep kind of going with it because it's what's in front of us. So what they're saying is they're going to kind of test, like, how badly do you want what you want? And to know what you want, so you don't end up with what you don't want. Oh, my gosh. That is a beautiful statement. Know what you want so you don't end up with what you don't want. And I'm going to tell you, so many women that come into my office, this is a good statement, but in some ways it's such a horrible statement to make. And the statement is, I just want love. I just want to love me. Is that where we are today? I just want someone who's not a drug addict. I just want someone.
I know. We're lowering our standards.
Is that the quality of single available men? No, because I know really amazing single men out here. And God, so please have more on your list than not a drug abuser.
Right.
I have to see his PO once a week. Please make a better list. For the
right.
love of sweet baby Jesus, please make a better list, women.
I know it, God. Raise the bar a little bit. I'm just wondering if she saw anything.
Yes. Okay. So, yes, there is something coming in. It is coming in. You know what? I'm going to tell you, it's coming in March. It's going to take a minute to get here. It's coming in March. And if due to the midterms, they have to, you know, do what I think they're going to do, that would explain why it's coming in March and not any sooner. I do think there's someone you're going to be in communication with throughout the month of December. And that person, you might start communicating with them or meet them in October, but that, I don't think that's going to, it's not going to last. But don't ixnay that. Don't get rid of that, because there are things you're going to learn that are really important.
Okay. It's part of my journey.
It's part of the journey. And I know like we want to like cut people out as, and let me tell you, if somebody's abusive, they're crossing lines, yeah, cut them out. They're not worth it. Then we've learned the lesson. We've learned, I don't want this. This isn't the right person. I deserve better than this. And one of the things they're asking you to do, Lolly, and this is really good for anybody, male, female, listening or watching, is write down the things that happened in the past that maybe you didn't like, and then just go through that. You know what? I really didn't deserve this. I really didn't deserve this. I didn't deserve to be lied to. I didn't deserve to be with somebody who was abusive regardless of why they were abusive. I didn't deserve this. Because once you realize what you don't deserve, you can finally accept what you do deserve. Can we just give Spirit and God and angels a big round of applause for that one? Because that is beautiful. Yes, right? We
Thank
all
you.
Want to own. Yes. So go through and think of some of those things that are now your triggers, and realize you didn't see, none of us deserve to be harmed emotionally, psychologically, physically, in any relationship, and that is part of what blocks us from moving forward into a good, healthy relationship, because we have to like literally sit down and go, wow, this happened, but I didn't deserve it. That wasn't,
right.
That's not
right.
on me. Go through and do that, and then realize what you do deserve. And it's so difficult for us as people to say, I deserve A, B, and C, whether it's at a job, whether it's at from our family members or in a relationship. And, you know, as long as we're talking about relationships, the first place we learn dysfunction and dysfunctional relationships is with our family. So some of these, I didn't deserve that, might even be from family members. It doesn't mean you have to go on and all out tell them about it. It's not important for them to know if you deserved it or not. It's only important for you to know if you deserve that or not. And then realize this was not healthy. This was not functional. It's from the past, but now I do know what's healthy and functional, and I won't accept anything less than that. So I think that's really important for you to do, and anybody else who's, you know, on that journey of finding their person that is going to be in a healthy, loving partnership with them, please, by all means, do that, okay, Lolly? And I do feel like in March you are going to meet the person that you have the potential to have a very long-lasting, loving relationship with. And when this person comes in, you're going to feel it. You're going to know it. And the person prior to this is going to be a person that's going to help you understand your boundaries just a little bit better. Okay, love?
All right, great. Thank you so much, sweetie. Appreciate your help. Bye.
Yep. Bye-bye. You have a great rest of the day. And I'm gonna do a clearing. I'm gonna 610, and then the ones after that. You guys are next, so please don't go anyplace yet. I'm not done yet. I'm gonna get to as many people again today as I can. That's always my goal, is to just take as many callers as possible. But I really feel drawn to do two clearings right now, right in a row, and it might end up being a couple more. So we're at the 30-minute mark of the show. Whew, and it's already clearing in me. And I did add some clearings on TikTok this morning for healthy relationships and heartbreak, clearing heartbreak. And right now we're going to do, though, again, I'm going to do, we have self-worth. Oh, self-worth, that's a good one. So let's clear that to a yes so that we all have healthy self-worth. We have cleared, oh, this is going to be a, yeah, I was going to do some. They are changing them as they come out of my mouth. We're going to clear, release all abuse. Here we go. Clearing, releasing all abuse. And let's add all dysfunction has been cleared. We're going to clear that now. Holy, holy. Hot, 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 holy. Holy hot. Whew. Okay, well, we're just going to let that sit and simmer for a moment because I personally don't think I could do it. Does anybody else feel this? Please let me know if you are feeling this. Okay, 911, here we go. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, thank you. My name is Kay, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Kay from Georgia. How can I help you today?
Like some of the other callers calling regarding career opportunities, I have been applying, I have interviewed, and nothing's really working out just yet. I am presently working on a job that, well, I was in a job that was very toxic, so I was released from that, thank goodness. But I'm working now in a job, and it's not a bad job, but the salary is just so not enough. I'm making a third of what I was making, and I'm just wondering, do you see something coming through soon that is better for me, something that's for my grace and highest good?
Yeah, okay, so I'm hearing something, and I'm really going out of saying this, and this can mean a number of different things. Please, I'm going to say it, and then we're going to kind of discuss it a bit. I do feel like there's an opportunity coming in. It might be more of an independent opportunity. And, you know, if this means nothing to you, let's be open to what they could mean by this. But the first thing is real estate. Now, when I hear real estate, yes, that absolutely could mean that maybe you're going to become a realtor and you are going to do that sort of thing, or do mortgages or something like that. And there's a lot of income that you make with that sort of thing. Maybe an investment, property investment, or maybe you're going to meet up with somebody that is involved in real estate and in some way partner with them, and pay attention to that. Meeting up with somebody who's maybe already in real estate and in some way partnering up with them, whatever way that looks like for you, however that works out for you. And I don't know why I'm hearing the word Macon, like it's a location, location. And I don't know what that means for you. You will know when it comes, and you will know. You're going to be like, you will have long forgotten about this and me, and you'll go, oh, after, you're going to be like, oh, I think that girl said something about this. I need to find that. I'm trying to be funny right now. Macon and real estate, and I feel like there's a fit there. And whether this is that you partner up, even if it's part-time in the beginning, and then, like, you ride that, come on, ride that train, ride it up. It's just a song. I'm not making that up, right? That is a song, right? Oh, my
Jesus. Yes.
Please tell me. Okay. Thank you so much for that. When you find this position, that is exactly what you're going to be doing. You're going to, and they're like saying terms like gravy train and stuff like that. But I do feel like whoever this is, this person, they may already be involved with real estate. And if they're in one location, let's just say this Macon location, you may be able to do it from another location and kind of
co-work
together or partner together. And so that is what I have for you, beautiful. Please look for some independent opportunities. This is not, now let me tell you what this is not. This is not an opportunity where you just throw your money at something that is like an investment, real estate investment thing. It is not that, okay? That is what it is not, okay?
Okay, so that's no worries because I don't have any money.
Don't think if something like that comes along, don't think, oh, she said real estate and partner and da-da-da. Nope, it is not that. It is not that.
Good.
This is something where you are literally, and I don't know if it's that you're, if they're, and you do mortgages remotely, so I don't know if you start doing process mortgages remotely for this realtor on your off time. I know there's doing mortgages can be quite profitable, and you don't always, especially in the beginning, need to put, you know, 40, 50 hours a week in. And doing mortgages, I know that you can do that from home also. So I don't know if that's the partnership. They're the realtor. You're I don't know. Keep an open mind when this comes in. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised, and I do believe you are going to have this come in the month of September, maybe October, but I'm hearing more it's going to be the month of September. Okay, gorgeous?
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. You are welcome. I'm going to do one more clearing for everybody listening, re-listening, watching, re-watching, and this is that the perfect work and career opportunities are coming to us now. I get a no on that, so let's clear that. Holy. Holy. Okay. Okay, we're going to clear that now. And you guys, Caroline, thank you for responding. If you are feeling these, please let me know. And if there's something you want me to clear, comment in the comment section. I'll be happy to clear that. And, you know, if you are listening right now or watching and you want to call in and ask a question, the number is 845-277-9131. 845-277-9131. And you can watch live on YouTube, listen live on most podcasts. If you are watching live on YouTube, there is a chat section. Everybody's in here talking, and I love that about you guys. Or, again, you can call in. I think I was at, 610. 610, what's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Sonia. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Sonia. How can I help you today?
I wanted to ask a question about a relationship I had with a female, and this was many years back. I really don't want to keep it with, you know, too much. I just want to either your thing. Do you see this person making contact? Again, I'm not expecting anything. I just wanted to see if they're going to be reaching out. I'm not saying necessarily for a relationship, but just reaching out in general. I don't know what you're picking up.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to probably give you a little bit more information than you're actually asking for. Yes, this person is going to contact you. And, you know, my whole energy changed. This is the reason why. When this person reached back out to you, as difficult as it is, please do not. The statement I'm actually hearing is do not comply. Do not comply. There should be absolutely no compliance, which you're going to understand that the way you need to understand that for your situation. The way I would understand that is if they reach out and they're asking me to communicate or to do anything, the answer is no, absolutely frickin' not. I don't care. No, no. The other thing I'm hearing is that this person was not a, this person is not, and they're using a lot of words, descriptive words for this person. The one I'm going to choose to use is healthy. This person is not a healthy person for you. I feel like there was, it took you, or this situation took a minute to get over, and I do feel like you need to keep moving forward and be very strong in your movement forward. Do not, listen, this is the analogy they're showing me, and I love this, and they're being very, like, not jokey at all with you about this. And yes, jokey is my made-up word of the day. It's like if you're on a ship in the middle of the ocean and this ship starts to crack and break and the ship goes down and you're in the middle of the ocean and by yourself you have to make it to shore and you finally make it to shore. And then this person or this ship shows up again and says, it wasn't that bad. Let's do it again. You made it to shore. You saved yourself. Keep walking further inland. Don't go back to the middle of the ocean by yourself, being isolated or being in that situation. What I'm also getting is if you can keep moving forward and not entertain this again. And again, I hear do not comply. It's not just coffee. It's not just lunch. It's not just drinks. It's not. If you can keep moving forward, that I'm actually hearing the riches are on the other side of it, meaning you'll be rewarded, whether that means with a person who whatever situation, it will be so much better on the other side, okay? I'm not the boss of you. I'm not telling you what to do. The message I'm getting for you is do not comply. And actually, if I'm being really honest, what I'm getting for you is do not reply, do not comply, do not even see it. If you can block this on every possible way, I feel like that's probably a good choice for you. And the statement I'm hearing is it will be a sucker punch. Like they draw you in with one thing and then the big wallop is there with another thing. There are things about the ending of this situation that you still don't know and you do not need to know. And then, you know, this is the thing about humans. We think we need to know all the details. Why? Some of those details will do nothing but add more insult to the injury that's already there. We do not need to know. All we need to know is we survived the shipwreck and we are good and we are solid and we need to make our life so good and so abundant in love and happiness and in every other way that we don't even like recall that. So please, when this person reaches out, and again, this isn't me saying this, these are the people that your angels and such that are saying, please do not reply, do not comply, do not go back to something that didn't work in the first place. Okay, love?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. That's quite a bit. No, I was not looking, but I just had this feeling because I don't know, in the past few years I've become very intuitive and a lot of things that I'm starting to feel. I don't know if I'm opening up to what you call that thing, realization.
Intuition?
Yeah, intuition, yeah. Realization is another word for it. Like this Pandora box we have in the universe. I know a few years back I saw this person spying into my LinkedIn profile, and I was like, I got very upset that day, and I went and immediately I blocked this person. And then the only channel of communication I had, believe it or not, I don't have a way to access it anymore because I forgot the username and password. And quite frankly, I tried a few times to reset it, but it didn't work, and I just didn't care anymore. Unless they create a new fake account and reach out to me, but I don't have their phone number, they don't have my phone number, because everything has changed. So I don't know how they're going to reach out, but I trust what you're telling me. My guess is she's probably curious about me, correct? Because I'm off the grid totally. I don't have any, you know, other way they can spy on me. Is that what you're picking up?
Yeah. Okay, so what I'm going to say is probably, and what I'm also going to say is that, again, they're saying do not comply. If there's another account, if somehow or another you accidentally run into somebody, it's not an accident. Trust me, just the best thing I can say for you is let it go. Just don't even... And here's another thing, as difficult as it is not to think about somebody when they're tapping into our energy, we just have to have a default thought. So if somebody's thinking about, somebody pops into my head that I'm disconnected from, I right away go to a different thought about my personal life so that we're not creating that back and forth energy. I'm going to go to, thank you so much for calling in. I'm really grateful that you did. And I hope this was helpful. I'm going directly to 914. 914, how can I help you?
No.
216, how can I help you? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, hi. My name is Patricia. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Hi, Tony.
Hey, how are you today, love?
Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to find out, try to get some clarity. About a couple of weeks ago, I was waking up. I had a dream. I was standing next to and talking to Martin Sheen, the actor. And it looked like we were at some premiere, like a movie premiere of some type, you know, festive and the flashing of the bulbs, you know, on the camera. I don't know him. Obviously, I know that he, you know, he's an actor, very talented, and it's a symbol for something, but what, I don't know.
I'm not really good at dream interpretation. The one thing I know about dreams, probably the only thing I know about dreams, is it's something in our subconscious mind playing out into our dream world. But the other thing I know about dreams is that they say, and this is very interesting, they often say, that when we sleep, we're alive in another world. And I kind of like that. I really kind of like that. I like that idea. I used to astral travel in my dreams to all these different, what I would call planes, with different, you know, things on them, like yetis and stuff. And I was a different person in each world, like on each plane. I was a different, so I looked exactly the same, but in one of them I was a spy, in another one something else. But needless to say, maybe this is an alternative plane that you exist on, that you were visiting. I don't know. That would be my most whatever guess about that dream, if I could say that. But pay attention to your dreams, because I believe whether it's something that we subconsciously are trying to bring forward or from a past life, or it could just be saying that there's going to be an event coming up that is going to be very notoriety is the message that I'm getting for you. So please pay attention to that. You'll be quite surprised at what comes in. Okay, love?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And I really hope that was helpful for you. I really do.
Yeah, I just have to figure out, what that means, because, I'm preparing, I called before, and I'm preparing to relocate to New Mexico, but I'm working on getting my money, finances, so I can have proof of some income. And then
right.
Working on, developing, my skills and talents as a speaker and a freelance writer with the content writing. And then, go on there, and then put the ad in for the newspaper for the short-term housing. And I have not done that yet because I have to finish up my dental work here. I figure just let me do that here at the dental school.
Okay.
And I should have that done by.
That's good. That sounds very, very good. Keep moving forward. I'm sure everything will fall into place. And thank you for sharing all of that with us. But we are drawing near the very little time left, so sorry I had to kind of cut your conversation short there. I do want to come back and say thank you to everybody on YouTube for joining me here today. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. I'm here every Monday and every Wednesday at noon Central Time. I'm thinking of picking up a weekend show, like a Saturday or a Sunday afternoon, especially as we head into the fall and winter. So please let me know what day works best for everybody and when you would, a day and a time, Saturday or Sunday, and what time. And, I think that's good stuff right there. Kate says the last clearing is still heavy in my heart, chest, and throat. Okay, let's push some more of that out. We're going to clear that out. Hey, Camille. Hi. I have to figure out. Speaker. Thank you. Sunday sometime works for everybody. And Patrick, have a great day. You too, Patrick. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me here. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. And please remember, you are so, so loved. I know people don't talk about love maybe as much as they should, but believe me, you are so loved and so cared for. And I just think it's important that we remember that each and every day. Until Monday, you guys have an absolutely amazing weekend. And thank you again for joining me.